Welcome to the Killer Frogs. This is episode 119 for December 4th, 2018. This week on the podcast, we have the whole gang. Ryan, WC, Shannon, and Wes are here. I'm Sean. And this week, it's all about Cheez-Its. or is it cheese nibs?
Cheez-Its.
Is cheese nibs a different thing, or is that just another
competitor.
Way to call it?
Cheese nips are a competitor.
Oh, okay. Cheese nips. Gotcha.
And there is a difference, and Cheez-Its are much better. I know my cheeses.
Well, we're going to learn everything about that little orange square this week. So as we talk about TCU going bowling in a bowl of Cheez-Its in Phoenix, day after Christmas, and we get to play the California Bears, yet another bear on our schedule. Guys, what do y'all think about this matchup?
Well, it's one, and I guess so. You know, they're 7-5 on paper. They don't look overwhelming, but you know, they're a Power Five school, so it's going to be interesting to see. And I think we got a good shot in there. I don't think there's beat up as we are. I just hope we have enough guys to field a team. Since Patterson said there'd be two more guys who wouldn't be able to make the bowl. But, yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, we'll see. Don't know much about them, but I guess we'll learn.
Yeah, I'm expecting some quarterback. I mean, they produce nice quarterbacks, so I'm assuming, you know, must assume they must have a good passing game. You know, don't know much about them. I just really found out, yesterday, about this team. So I have to do a little research to see what they're all about. But right off the top, it's a bowl game. I'm glad we're going. I'm glad for the kids, glad for the program, but it's just one that don't excite me right out of the gate. You know, no disrespect to Cal.
Yeah.
And then again, I say that you know, we're as beat up as we've been. That may be all we can handle right now, or maybe more we can handle. I don't know. I have to do my research on Cal and see what type of team they are, you know.
Well, so, yeah, it's a miracle we made a bowl, to be honest with you. Yeah, I mean, it was looking pretty grim.
They're the big Pac-12 champion. I mean, I've done a little research, not much, but I know they got a pretty good defense. And
yeah,
and they got a pretty dang good defense. They you know, they knocked off. You know, they weren't terrible. I mean, they were pretty decent football team. I'm excited about it. I think, you know, if it's a year where you're not going to have the chance to go to one of the Big Six or the championship, you know. They've been to Liberty. They've been here and there. So I think, you know, I think it'd be fun for them. Go to Phoenix. And this time it's about having fun and having a good bowl.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I know earlier in the day, a couple people were posting various things on the board. One of the things that was a hot topic of discussion was one of the bowl predictions, or it wasn't bowl predictions. It was one of those the bowls you must watch this season, and they put our bowl absolutely dead last, and they said this is going to be a terrible game. Both of these offenses are terrible, and I think in that recap they mentioned that Cal had only scored over 20 points once this year, but I looked at that and I was like, well, that wasn't true. This offense is not as bad as is being billed. I mean, they did, of course, beat Washington. They almost beat Washington State. They did beat USC. And they played a good game against Stanford. They beat Colorado. I mean, this is and they absolutely boat raced Oregon State 49-7. So
wow.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, this is not exactly a team that is going to look like the TCU offense, where it's, you know, up the middle punt, or tunnel screen, fake reverse, wild frog, and punt, like we've seen up until the last 2 weeks of the season. It's not going to be like that for this particular team. And they do have to your point about quarterbacks, I mean, they have a decent quarterback, but
okay,
he's not going to be like the quarterbacks we see in the Big 12. He's more of a dual threat kind of a quarterback,
right.
But they do have a good running back, which is what you kind of expect out of a Pac-12 team.
You know, my opinion, there have been a lot of opinions out there on Horned Frog Nation, I'm sure, on Killer Frogs. I think, considering how injured we are and how lucky we are to even have gotten a bowl, I was surprised about, you know, the disappointment in people including myself, I was a little disappointed right when I found out about it, because selfishly, I wanted to be in Houston because I think we'd have a great turnout. It would be such a huge fan base in Texas, obviously, and in Houston. But for the – and Shannon, you can attest to this, and even I can, being back in college. I mean, it's fun to travel if you're a college kid. I mean, being in those other conferences, while they weren't a P5, I'll tell you what, going to Utah and Vegas and all those fun places, I mean, were great. So I think, you know, from a player's perspective, I'm pretty darn excited to be able to go to a whole new bowl game, not boring Houston. And as far as
that's the crime.
Yeah, and the coaches, you know, we're going to be playing a team that hopefully we can beat, because even if it's the most boring bowl game out there, a win is a win, and that's what this team needs right now. And it's your record at the end of the season.
Well, I have to say, I think most of the fans are disappointed on the date, not necessarily the location.
Right.
Yep, it's hard if you have kids, because Santa, you know, he may not travel well.
Kids, you got to bring the eggnog and the cookies with us, because we're going to have to put it out there in the hotel, because we're going to Phoenix for Christmas.
But no, Ryan, you make an absolute great point. I'm totally seeing this from that point. It's after Christmas. I have kids. I would love to go right up the street to Houston. I mean, that's an hour flight, and I can go and get back.
Drive it, you know.
And, you know, get there, get back. I have family there. But from a player standpoint, you're absolutely right. Those guys, we would go to Houston all the time and party and stuff like that. A lot of the teammates are from Houston, so Houston's the back door. But as a player, you want to go to Phoenix. You want to go to different arenas. You know, especially around that time of year, and see something different, because a lot of those kids was, you know, if they hadn't played there or been there for a regular season or something like that, they've never been to Phoenix. They've never been to a place that's pretty, or, you know, whatever, mountains or desert, you know, just stuff that Phoenix has to offer. So it's always exciting as a player to go other places.
Your second time to go, maybe just once, to go to West Virginia, right? Didn't we drive? Would have driven to OU.
I think you're right.
So that's exciting, you know.
Yeah.
That's true.
Trust me, we were pretty bummed going back to Mobile our senior year. So
let's not talk about the Weed Eater Bowl.
No.
It was so cool. And we lost.
Yes, we lost. That was worse. Jeez. Oh my goodness.
Good times.
Well, great memories.
Like I said, I think they'll be excited. So I'm excited that, you know, hey, make it into a bowl after everything that's happened this year. I mean, I'm kind of like Ryan. I'm just excited we're here. I'm excited we got the next five. I know the coach are excited for that extra 3 weeks of practice or 2 weeks or whatever it is. And at the same time, you know, the kids get to go play in a bowl game, you know, and stuff like that, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, because I guarantee you 3 weeks ago it didn't look like it. If you'd have told me 3 weeks ago, hey, man, you got a chance to go to cheese it, well, I would probably laugh. I said, we ain't got no chance to go no bowl. we're barely limping across the finish line, you know.
I would have laughed for a different reason. I was like, the what bowl? This is a joke, right? You're joking me. The Cheez-Its bowl. This isn't true, isn't it?
Well, every year we decorate our Christmas tree based on the bowl game we're going to. Which, I mean, you can do some pretty cool things. And I was like, Cheez-Its?
But then you got to bring orange into your house.
I know.
And
it's
as a
terrible
TCU fan, that's taboo.
It's
you Cheez-Its, can't do that.
I mean, like, how do you hang Cheez-Its on your? My dog will eat the tree.
Instead of a popcorn string, you have a Cheez-It string.
Yeah, I'm about to say, good luck putting a needle through that.
We realized that it actually used to be the Cactus Bowl, right?
Right.
Yep.
So yeah. I'm doing a cactus instead, and I'm just going with it.
You're going old school.
I am.
The vintage Cheez-It Bowl decoration. Mm-hmm. A giant cactus. I like that.
We'll have to have a Christmas tree contest and decorate a tree and declare a winner.
Exactly.
Well, see, we finally put our tree up this weekend before the bowl selection.
We did too.
And we've got nothing but purple lights on our tree.
So
same
putting
here.
Orange with that purple, that just it's just not going to work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Just saying, not happening. Definitely not happening in our So I'll buy a box of Cheez-Its and I'll sit on the couch and I'll munch, but that's about as far as you're going to get me to go.
Yeah.
My kids love Cheez-Its. We'll probably have a Cheez-It party and watch the kind of make that the theme of our.
No,
our
party those are little square crackers, the Cheez-Its crackers. Is that what they are?
Yeah.
That's it.
Those are the ones.
Hey, they're good. They're good.
White cheddar.
I have no problem with the product. The product's great. I have no problem with the bowl game either. Don't get me wrong. I love being here. I love being in a bowl. I wouldn't have mind going back to Memphis. I don't care going back to Alamo. It didn't matter where we went. I'm happy for this team to get to go where they are. Like I said, my only issue was the date. But
that makes it hard.
You know what? As a fan, you got to make sacrifices sometimes. So, kids, get in the car because we're going to Phoenix for Christmas.
And I wonder what kind of swag the players will get. You know, they always get a great bag of gifts. So I get a year supply of Cheez-Its.
Well, I'm just going to say, do you guys think they'll do a year supply of Cheez-Its? Or maybe they'll just get a limited amount to take home or a yearly subscription. That's going to be interesting.
You give everybody a duffel bag. However much Cheez-Its you can stuff in the duffel bag, you take home.
Those Christmas gifts will be nice for the guys. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Those you look forward to that. That part is exciting because when you walk in your room, nowadays they get some stuff before they even leave.
Right.
But usually once they get to that's from TCU and then the bowl game stuff. Once they get to the room, that's sitting on the bed or whatever, or nowadays I've heard they get to go to the room and pick everything out. Thing. I guess everybody does it different, but. It's interesting to see that kind of stuff, what they get. Those guys, they'll enjoy that. And, it's Christmas on top of Christmas, man. It's pretty exciting.
Some of those prizes are pretty good. I always look through the list of what different bowls give out. And, some of them got PlayStations. I mean,
incredible.
Yeah. I think PlayStation, doesn't it sponsor the Fiesta Bowl or something like that?
Yeah, one of the big bowls. Yeah, I mean, even the Peach Bowl, when we went to Peach Bowl, man, even the press made out. I mean, they had nice swag for the press.
Play.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I remember we got three, back when DVD players were coming out, we got a DVD player that had the three different deals, so you could put three movies in at one time. And we got a PlayStation one year, and I don't know, they put blow dryers in there one year. I'm like, what the hell? That was a sun bowl. Like, what are we doing with blow dryers? We had blow dryers. I gave it to my mom. Like, we had a whole blow dryer kit for the sun bowl.
The sun bowl gave you hair dryers.
Yes. It was like, what? And I'm kind of like, okay. But it was the kit. It was, everything in there. Right? You got it. So that was interesting, but, it was fun times. I think the kids, it makes it more exciting when you don't know what you're getting. And sometimes the coaches, they'll know, but, they'll give it away or they'll say, hey, we know some of you guys are getting some great stuff and let them just wait till they get there. So, but fun times.
Yeah, I'm happy for it.
I wonder there is a bowl, Gasparilla Bowl or something like that.
Did you say Sarsaparilla Bowl?
No, Gasparilla, G-A-S.
Gas.
I don't know which one's better.
Gasparilla. Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Sounds terrible.
I know it sounds awful.
That sounds like something you get after eating your year supply of Cheez-Its.
Vito is the sponsor, isn't that?
It's the That's Bad Boy one. Gasparilla Bowl.
What?
Wait. Back up. Bad Boy Gasparilla.
Gasparilla Bowl.
That's what it says. Yeah, I'm looking right now. It's in the play them.
Where is it?
Who's playing that?
Field in St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's see. The Gasparilla Bowl. Let me look at this real quick here.
I take everything back I said about Cheez-Its.
Where does Wes come up with this stuff?
Oh, this is Marshall versus South Florida.
That'll be a good one.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Cool.
In St. Petersburg, Florida.
Guess we're going to get is a guess at the Gasparilla Bowl.
Is that like the Florida version of Bucky's? Is that what that is?
I don't know. Bad Boy Moors and Gasparilla Bowl. So I guess everybody gets a Moor. That'll be fun.
Everyone gets a riding mower.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'd take that. Heck,
I'm sure college students could really use a riding mower.
Sure, who couldn't use a riding mower?
Yeah, of course.
You can always go get money for it.
No,
this is inspired by the legend of pirate Jose Gaspar. God. The mystic crew of Gasparilla is dedicated to enriching the vitality and imagination of Tampa Bay. Sounds really exciting.
That sounds made up.
Yeah, it does. Just a little bit.
Just a tiny bit. Okay. Well, okay. I like I said, I take back everything I said about Cheez-Its Bowl. So, yeah. It's a lot better than Gasparilla Bowl. That's for darn sure.
Bad boy more.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Bad boy Gasparilla Bowl. It just rolls off the tongue. I can't wait to hear the announcers as they talk about the bad boy Gasparilla Bowl.
And they're going to act like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I love the way these guys
do. I'm sure they will.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You That's know terrible. They will.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about this because, you know, it looks like originally when we getting to the Cheez-Its Bowl, a lot of fans had some issues with this because I know we had a lot of talk on the board before the Sunday bowl selection game where everybody was kind of thinking pretty much Houston. Baylor, of course, ends up in Houston. Oklahoma State ends up in Memphis. And, of course, we're going to Cheez-Its. How do you guys think this played out? Do you think this was just fate? This is just the way things were? Wes, you mentioned earlier that you think maybe this was where Gary wanted us to be. Or do you think this is maybe a possible failure in just the way the Big 12 set up the bowl picks or our administration? Where do you guys feel about this?
It could be all of the above. I don't know. Patterson likes a matchup that gives you a good chance. But if that's what he wanted, I'm not sure they took the fans into consideration because on December 26th,
Let me ask you guys this question. Should the team care about the fan base's needs if they have an opportunity to pick a bowl game? Well, I mean, this is really more for them than it is for us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you want fans there cheering you on.
True.
Yeah. Well, you want that. And guys, the bowl game, let's be 100% honest about this. It's business as well. I mean, for the players, you're right about that, but recruits are watching people, that's a big deal. And again, that's why the thought process for our head coach goes into who they play, what bowl they play and kind of thing, because it's about the glam. It's about how well you're going to show up. Because on that night, that day, everybody's watching that team. So, I think they take that in consideration as well. And what you don't want is to play a team and you don't have very many people in the stands. That don't look good, especially for people you're trying to get there. Will they understand, our situation being hurt and beat up and all that? I doubt it. They'll just see TCU playing in a game that don't have many fans. And I hope that's not the case. I'm just saying that could be the case. You don't want that.
But you also don't want to play in a higher bowl and get beat.
No, I'm with you. It's all that. It's like, it's a good thing we don't have to make that decision, right?
I think it's all, I don't think Patterson had anything to do with it. I think what had to do with it is, I think Houston thought Baylor hadn't been in a bowl game, and they might, the base is going to be excited because they're there. I think that Liberty Bowl, when we're in Liberty Bowl, wasn't it a couple, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago against Georgia.
Liberty Bowl sitting there thinking, all right, TCU's already been here. It's kind of old hat. We bring somebody in fresh. Oklahoma State hadn't been here, last few years. Yeah. I think it was all that mindset.
Well, Dubber, you're killing my conspiracy theory angle here.
I know, but
Baylor blackmailed somebody into getting into the Texas Bowl.
I don't know what Baylor would have to do to blackmail somebody, maybe kill somebody to get into the Texas Bowl, but I don't know about blackmail. I can't imagine anybody who's on a bowl committee is looking at Baylor and thinking, yeah, I like this. Let's get the Baylor fans over here because
they did though. Like somebody wanted them.
Well, what was that old joke, right? Whenever Baylor goes to a bowl, the fans take a copy of the Ten Commandments and a $20 bill, and they don't break either one of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm putting in the call to Big Royce. He's on that committee down there. I'm gonna get to the bottom of that.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah, I'd love to hear the inside.
Apparently he was there with the director from the bowl at the OSU TCU game.
I didn't see him. He must have been. He must have been out with Mark or somebody. So.
And you know, there's no really separation. We're all 6-6. Now, the only one thing I will say is we did beat both of those teams, but at the end of the day, they're not really looking at that, I don't think. I think at the end of the day, they're all 6-6, so they're thinking they're all 6-6. Who do we think we can get the most
money off of?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly right.
No doubt about it.
Which again confuses me on why they asked Baylor, because we would have filled that place in Houston.
Yeah, I mean you have to guarantee so a certain amount of tickets.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so if whatever our allotment is, if it's 25,000 tickets, we got to guarantee that.
You know what's unfortunate though too is we already bought our tickets for the game, and no, actually I take that back. We bought our hotel tickets before TCU came out with the bowl. It was cheaper. And then the game tickets, I mean, we want to sit and have good seats. And what I don't understand about these bowls, and they all do it, is they give the schools crappy seats, and they're not the cheapest. And you can get less expensive seats on the 50-yard line. Better seats and for the same or less money.
Yeah.
And so we just decided, you know what, we're going out there on Christmas Eve, and we want to buy the tickets through TCU. We always have up until this point, but we're not going to this time because we want to sit and see the game. So,
you know, Dubber, you remember the time we played Iowa State in the Houston Bowl? It was in that new stadium down there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And your brother, he called me up and he said, everybody's complaining about the ticket allotment because the seats are crappy. So he went out and he arranged, put it on his credit card, and secured about, I don't know, 200 tickets.
Yeah.
And he said, God, I hope these things sell or I'm really screwed. But we're in a much better seat. And we bought a sponsorship package and we sold them on Killer Frogs. School got really mad at us. And because they, you know, they have to guarantee so many tickets. And I think it was Del Conte or Eric Hyman or one of them is saying, what do you guys do? You're stabbing us in the back here. You know?
Yeah. That was Hyman. That was before Del Conte came in.
Okay, we're trying to get our fans the best tick possible. You guys aren't doing that. Anyway, they kind of shamed them into doing a little bit better deal with the bowl committee and getting better tickets. We still sold out, and they were able to work it where our ticket purchase counted against TCU or counted for TCU. Mm. But all worked out. But for a while there, Scotty and I were in hot water as far as TCU is concerned because they thought we were taking tickets away from them.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic point, too, about these bowl seats, because when we went to the Peach Bowl, it was the same way. I mean, here's a New Year's Six game, and they gave TCU these seats, just absolutely ridiculous seats, and it was right up until, like, maybe 2 weeks before the game. I think TCU had pretty much sold out of their allotment, and my dad decided he was able to go. His schedule cleared up, he was able to go. Well, I went on StubHub, and for the cost of what TCU seats were, I got us in the club area.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, well, I was in the press box, but I bought two tickets just in case, because we didn't know, if you remember, Wes, we didn't know whether or not we were going to get press credentials for that game until the very end. So I still have my ticket for the Peach Bowl in that area. But we got cheaper seats through, I think it was StubHub at that time, than going through the school, which is... You know, it's not fair, obviously. Obviously, if you're a fan, you should probably buy the tickets through the school to help the school out. But at the same time, to Ryan's point, you feel like you kind of get a little a little bit of a raw deal there.
Yeah, there's what you probably don't know is there's a team of people. They may have gone today or they'll go tomorrow, but there's a team of the AD and a couple of members of the board of trustees are probably on their way to Phoenix or already there. And negotiating tickets with and ticket locations with the bowl committee. And they learned that years ago because I had a friend on the board and he was the one going there doing that. Because they were crappy tickets and he, you know, locations, everything. And so he worked it over with the bowl. And I think they said, our fans want good seats. They demand good seats. And if we have to be accountable for certain so many seats. We want good seats. We don't want, you know, junk.
Right.
And so they'll send a group of people out there to do that. And hopefully they're still doing it. The guy I know is doing it was kind of ill now, so I'm not sure he's making that trip anymore. But he used to. and he was out there fighting for all the TCU people.
Well, that's a good point. Has the school, I haven't checked my email today. Have they sent out the email yet for everybody to get their bowl tickets, or is it just the season ticket holders?
We're talking about you need to call and get them by Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But it did it just come out to like today, right?
Nope. I got it
yesterday, right? I think I got something yesterday. Yeah.
I never got it.
I don't have enough priority points to be on that special email list.
They probably heard about you going to.
I went because I didn't get the email. I went because I want to know where I'm sitting instead of, it's just.
She said, oh, she got her little old package going. There ain't no reason to send her an email.
I know, right? Well, this is the first time that we have never, usually, you know, they send out, these are our bowl possibilities, click the ones that you would go to, and you're kind of already in the system before they even announce, and this year they didn't do that. And same with Anthony Travel, it was not announced, we were trolling Anthony Travel. I called him because I was booking the room, and I was like, can we book extra nights? And they were like, well, you can, just put it in the comments. And I was like, no, that's not good enough for me, I need to know for sure. I mean, this bowl is probably a little bit different. It doesn't go as fast, but typically in the past, I mean, you're booking flights and they're going up. The longer you wait to push reserve, it's just churning, you know, and getting. So we had it all ready to click right when it was announced, and unfortunately, you didn't have anything out. So I don't know.
Something to bring up next time we have Jeremiah on the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was just because out there and can negotiate this stuff.
I think we just send you, Wes.
Yeah, there you go. Don't give me anything. Just get rid of me.
Aw. That's not true. We're not tired of you, Wes.
At all, my friend.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, we wish Wes happy birthday yet?
That's right, Wes.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
I just
birthday.
Don't know if you checked his LinkedIn.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Wes.
I made it to 68.
There you go.
My wife gave me a card this morning and said, happy 70th. And I said, you know, I got a new card, honey. I'm not 70.
It was a joke, right?
Yeah, it was a joke. She's always had a couple of years for my birthday. So. today I'm 70. So.
Well, that way she gets to recycle the card in 2 years.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Yeah.
I already gave you the card, remember?
Yeah. I think you should say you're 80, and the people were like, man, you look so good for your age. What are you doing?
God, I'm going to look like that when I'm 80.
Yeah, okay, you look about 80. And then, you know. And that could work. It could backfire on you, right?
That's true. Maybe. Yeah. That's good.
I feel like I'm 80, believe me. So.
Well, you look great for 68, brother.
Thank you, my
friend. No
doubt.
Todd, bring up, we got two guys in the Senior Bowl, at least.
Yes, we do.
Hey.
Yep. Hoyer and Bannigou.
Yep.
Both of them. One of them's going. They kind of got Bannigou as an outside linebacker, and then have a
which is Hoyer. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you think Bannigou would be drafted as a guy who might be a converted outside linebacker in some defense somewhere in the NFL?
If he's a good enough athlete,
It's amazing. Those guys see what they, you know, Bannigou, I think he would be a stand-up guy, or he could be that outside hand-in-the-dirt linebacker type guy. I mean, then, you know, so a lot of those guys, they put them in the dirt, and then they kind of 45-degree them out and put them, you know, stand them up, just depend on the play. But Bannigou, I think he's one of those players because he's fast enough, he can play up, and he can play with his hand in the dirt as well.
He's been doing that a little bit. He's been playing, you know, he's been out the flat some, and he's had his hand out of the dirt, you know, and so I think being versatile enough to do both of them.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah. In the last couple of weeks, Patterson has had him kind of playing in that kind of I don't even want to call it no man's land, but he's kind of been playing right there out in the flat. Yeah. And he's been really good at chasing down running backs. Just when you think, you know, they've got a screen set up for the running back, then all of a sudden Banigou's in there breaking it up. It's like, man, where did he come from?
Patterson occasionally will put a defensive end out in the coverage, which is interesting, I think. But you got to have the right guy and the right kind of speed to do it. Who's that line? Yep. That defensive end we had a couple of years ago that went on the Louisville. Anyway, he from Arlington, I believe, but he remember his freshman year, about. He made that diving interception because Patterson put him out in coverage, and I thought, man, what an incredible move that guy, for Patterson, but that put a lot of faith and trust into a freshman line or defensive end. Mm. I'll never forget; he was stretched out fully and made that interception. I said, "Whoa, boy!"
Was that that wasn't Fields, was it?
I think it was Fields. Yeah. What's his first name? I can't recall his first
Devontae?
Name.
Devontae?
Devontae
Fields.
Yeah.
My transfer.
I remember that play.
I know he transferred. I didn't know he transferred. I forgot he transferred to Louisville.
Yeah.
But that's the only guy I could think of off the top of my head because he had that he had that great game against LSU, and then that was about it.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, he was an Arlington Martin guy.
Well, I thought I was good for Collier in for Banigou. I figured Ben would go, but Collier getting in there, I think it'll be good for him. I think he could really raise his stock also.
Definitely. Yeah, I think both those guys are destined for Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah. And for another guy who looks like he's on his way made the second team Big 12 team, and that was Rager. Did you guys see Rager make the Big 12 team?
Oh, yeah, that dude.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, he has another year like that next year. You're going to chop him up. He's a first rounder.
Yeah.
That's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
Special skills.
I mean, he just – now that I think back on just watching him play, just he willed. I mean, he just flat out wanted it. He willed it. And then he kind of – we went from having all these weapons – to him. we put it all on his shoulders and he welcomed the challenge. And so when you look back on that, a young guy doing that, I mean, he's every bit of a blessed type of athlete. But I see that guy, nothing else but second round would be, crazy to me, but I think he's definitely a first rounder right now.
Well, without him, we didn't even talk to Bo Gay. We talked to Jesus. We ain't talking. Gastro, whatever the other one is.
We'd be the bad boy Gasparilla bowl.
Gasparilla.
Gasparilla.
Gasparilla. We wouldn't be in any of those bowls.
Do they have any pills for that?
Yeah. We've been in the Beano bowl.
Oh my god!
Well, at least we are going to a bowl, so that is something to definitely be thankful for, something to high praise for this team fighting back from all the injuries and adversity over the course of the season that get us to the point where, as a fan base, we have a bowl to go to.
That's right.
Yeah,
and so I mean that's just fantastic. So for the fans that are a little upset about the date, I understand, totally understand, especially for those of us with families. But you know what? If you guys can make it out to Phoenix and support this team, they definitely deserve as much support as possible. I know a lot of huge fan base in California, they're happy because they're going to be able to make it because that's pretty close to where they're at.
That's a good point, yeah.
But for the rest of us here who are just kind of in the Metroplex, it's Christmas, it's the day after Christmas. Make some plans.
And it's not such a bad thing. Guys, we're going to make memories with my girls. I mean, they love football. We're a TCU family, and that's now, instead of not knowing what to do the day after Christmas, we know what we're doing the day after Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we usually throw Super Bowl parties, stuff like that, but we usually do a bowl party as well if I don't go to the game. So that's what we'll do. So for the people who's not traveling, you can make memories with your friends and have bowl parties and support the Frogs.
Absolutely, and post it all over social media. Yeah. It's so good to put that out there. You can be just as big a fan sitting at your home and watching it with a bunch of friends.
Sure.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own definition of,
But go to the bowl, because what else are you going to do the day after Christmas? Take down your Christmas decorations? I mean, who wants to do that?
That is true. Eat leftovers. Yeah,
eat leftovers. Take down your Christmas tree and your lights. Nobody wants to do that. Go to Phoenix. Have some fun.
You know,
everybody has a role.
That's right.
The team hotel is actually, $99. I mean, that's a pretty darn good deal. Really good deal, actually. And I'm sure there's still rooms. Now, getting out there is a little bit of a different story, but.
Well, it depends on where you fly out of. What, does Southwest go to Phoenix?
Yep, I'm on Southwest. Right.
So there you go. Fly out of love. Don't fly out of DFW. That'd be a nightmare day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Lord. Yeah.
And I'm going to be in San Antonio. So I got to fly out of San Antonio airport, which is.
Which airline are you flying?
Have no idea yet. I'm still trying to finalize, you know, what we're going to do afterwards and whether or not my son's going to come with me. So it'll be interesting to see.
But that's a point. If tickets get expensive at a DFW, look at alternative airports like Austin or San Antonio or even Houston. Because you can, or Oklahoma City, if you don't mind a couple hours driving up there. I mean, there's some good deals we found. And
just don't fly out of Waco.
Yeah.
There's no good deals out of Waco.
Yeah.
I think they only take blimps out of Waco now.
How many hours is it to drive? Is it like
hot air balloons?
How many hours?
Zeppelin out of Waco.
Is it a 12-hour drive? Anybody
15.
Look it up?
It's a 15-hour drive.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, 14 and 45 minutes. I mean, you know.
Ten-hour humping it, you're just getting to El Paso.
Yeah, that's right. True. Yeah.
That's like the never, that's the way you're like, we're never getting out of Texas.
Yeah. Well, if you drive like Wes did on the way back from the Rose Bowl, you can make it in 12.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and you can make it in 11 if you don't get pulled over like Wes did coming back from the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Y'all, okay. So Rima's gonna kill me for this, but this is a funny story. So they went to the Kansas game. So Tony, he's our photographer for Killer Frogs. He drove to the Kansas game. And got pulled over and got a ticket. And it was like, what's the limit where it's almost like it's bad if you're over a certain amount, like 20 miles or something.
You know what the police use?
He's going like 90 or something, you know?
Oh, that's bad.
But, and then on the way back, I can see Rima going, well, fine, I'll drive, you know? You can't do anything right, I'll drive. You know how couples can get. And so I'll be danged if she didn't get a ticket on the way. They're trying, you know, you try to save money by driving and do, you know, cutting corners, you know, saving money here and there. I think Tony's one of their tickets was, I mean, who knows, that going that fast, probably $500. It's so funny.
Wow. Yeah, I get kidded for driving like an old lady, but I don't get tickets, you know. So
yeah. Well, in any event, it's going to be fun watching the Frogs play against Cal day after Christmas in the Cheez-Its Bowl. So I hope everybody gets a box of Cheez-Its, at least one, between now and Christmas. And if not, ask Santa for a box. Because we've all been good fans this year.
That's right.
And we deserve it.
We've earned our Cheez-Its.
We have. And something else we earned, we want to just let everybody know. We're going to take a small little break from the podcast for the next couple of weeks. This is our holiday break. We will be back right after the bowl game to break down what will hopefully be a TCU win against Cal. So just a quick little programming note. For the next couple of weeks, we will not be posting a podcast, but definitely check with us right after the bowl game, because we'll be posting that podcast right after that going into the new year, as we're all looking forward to see what Jamie Dixon and Reagan Peebly's group is doing on the court, as well as gearing up for baseball. So
there you go.
Do your season tickets. I just renewed mine yesterday.
Yes. It's going to be awesome. A fun next couple of months with this group.
Yep.
Absolutely. So there we go.
Everybody have a merry, merry Christmas.
Yep. Yes. Everybody.
Absolutely. But before we go, we have to do predictions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I know all of us were kind of taken by surprise, and we don't know a whole lot about Cal outside of their record and just what we were able to research, because I know each and every one of you were not studying all the Pac-12 tapes this year. But let's get a little bit of predictions here. TCU versus Cal. And Dubber, because everyone always steals your pick, I'm going to start with you tonight.
48-14.
What was it?
28-14.
I like it.
That was my pick, Deborah.
That's what I was going to say.
I know. That's why I got it first.
Thank there you. All right, Ryan, what is your pick?
I'm going to go 34.
Jeez.
34-10.
All right, all right. You know what? One thing I did not point out last week, I think I was the only one who said we would score over 30 points against Oklahoma State.
You did.
I don't remember that.
Yes. Yeah. And I did say defensive score, and I also said I think special team score, but at least I was 1 for 2. So
aren't you the smart one?
But no, I'm saying that, Ryan, to support your pick.
Because
we could definitely score 30 points. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I think you're right.
Absolutely. There you go. See?
Concur.
Change your tune there. That's nice. Shannon, how about you?
37-14. TCU.
Whoa. Love it.
Keep creeping up. I like it.
Yeah. Wes?
I'm going to go 34-14.
34-14. See? We got 330 points, and it seems like everyone's picking a good Gary Patterson defensive effort here. I'm not going to buck that trend. I think Cal scores 17 in this game, and TCU scores 42.
Ooh.
Whoa, nice.
I love it. Yeah.
Give Patterson a month to plan for anybody, especially this particular opponent. I think we're going to do just fine.
Spot on.
So there you go.
I love it.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun one, and it's in Phoenix, so we're not going to be freezing. So that'll be nice.
That is true.
All right.
Hey, do we know if we're the home team or the away team?
Good question.
You know what I mean? Like, in what color we wear?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what color we're going to wear. I'm sure they'll pick something out if they talk to the players.
Yeah,
do they tell the teams?
That's
like
a Nike deal.
If they have to wear white, how do they do that, Shannon? Like,
that's a uniform deal. I think we have uniforms. I think we'll have some new funky uniforms for the bowl game.
Yeah, we'll have something fun.
Yeah,
as long as it doesn't have orange in it.
Because we're Nike Elite, and we get new.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we get uniforms. That's for Nike. That's a Nike deal as well. So that kind of.
And we do have new uniforms for next year because we didn't get new ones this year. So I did hear.
Not really.
It's next year.
Yeah. Next year we get new ones.
And this is according to ESPN, so take it with a grain of salt, but we're slated as the home team.
Okay, so we'll probably wear purple, I would assume, and not white.
I hope so. Right? Yeah, I really like the uniforms we wore against Oklahoma State.
Yeah, and maybe it's a helmet deal. Maybe it's just the helmet that's funky for the game, and it's you know, something like that. But it'll be something for sure.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. Yeah. I'm sure. Check your Twitter feed. Just stay on top of that because they love to post that stuff on Twitter.
Yeah. It is fun.
This is a baseball field we're playing at. Do you know that?
Yeah. It's neat. We looked up the pictures. I guess Baylor played there, a few years ago?
Did they?
Because the picture we looked up, it had the end zone in gold and that green that's horrible. But, they play there. It looks pretty cool.
As the Cactus Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some of the seats look like they're pretty close to the field, but there's some.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, that was two years ago.
They were close to the field. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who'd they play?
Let's see. The Cactus 2016 Cactus Bowl was against Baylor versus Boise. And Baylor went 6-0 to start the season and then lost the last six games and played at 6-6. They played a 10-2 Boise State team and ended up winning 31-12.
Wow.
That was, I guess this was the last game for Groby as the head coach against for Baylor. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Interesting. So,
cool.
Yeah. At least they repped the Big 12 well on that one. Yeah. I would not want to play Baylor or Boise State this year. Baylor, I don't care about.
But no.
Boise State, I wouldn't want to play them. So, did you guys see the snow on the Smurf turf?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Anyway,
all right. That's about as much Boise State football you're going to get out of me this year. So, anyway, there you go. With that, I think we're at the end of the podcast. Anybody want to bring anything else up? Dubber, by the way, thanks for bringing up the Senior Bowl. I Apologize for not bringing that up earlier.
Yep.
We good?
I'm good.
All right, everyone ready for Phoenix. All right, well, with that, we want to thank everybody for listening to us this year. Again, you can find the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Of course, you can find KillerFrogs.com on all the social media websites. And, of course, go to KillerFrogs.com, sign up for a free account. You can discuss TCU Athletics on the forum with the rest of us knuckleheads. Of course, remember FrogsWire.com for all of your TCU news. And with that, we've come to the end of the podcast. It's a time when we all get the frogs up and we get to say...
Merry Christmas!
Go Frogs!
Go Frogs!
Go Frogs and Merry Christmas. There we go. Yeah, I hope you guys all have a good Christmas.
Yeah, you too. You too.